Okay, what was your question?
What do you think is the number one mistake roofers make trying to go commercial? Like, there's a residential roofing company, you know, or residential construction company. Now he's like, man, I want to go capitalize some on this commercial stuff because there's a lot more money in it. What's the number one mistake that that guy might make?
There's so many of them.
Right. I'm literally just wrote down top five here. The first one I wrote down is not enough attention. The next one I just wrote down is not professional enough on their like contract side.
The title is the number one.
I know it's hard to. There's five of them. I mean, I got like five like this. I mean, just this week I had a residential guy write his first commercial contract and he sends me over like a whole bunch of stuff on a paper and it's written out nice, but I'm like, how are we going to present this? Like, I'm going to go with him to present the bid. And he's like, I just normally write everything out. And I'm like, no, this ain't going to cut it. Like I got my, open my computer. I'm like, you have to get a system in place. If you don't have a system in place, not just to write proposals, but like when you have 100 of these, you're going to be forgetting most of the follow-up, but you have to have a system that starts helping you follow up and stay in front of these potential clients because you're not going to get them all right now. But if you're not calling them back, you're not getting them in the future either.
Welcome to the Roof Coating Contractor Podcast, where ambitious entrepreneurs discover how to launch and grow a profitable commercial roof coating business. Whether starting up or ready to scale, you'll hear proven strategies and insider secrets to succeed in the booming commercial roofing market.
Welcome to another episode of the Smarter Roofer Podcast. My name is Owen Trock.
My name is Elias Raber.
And today we're going to talk about the number one mistake roofers make when they try to go commercial, when they try to start commercial roofing. Let's say a residential roofing contractor or someone that's doing painting or pressure washing or building pallets or building mini barns. What's the number one mistake roofers make? You know, a lot of times it's not because they can't do the work, but because they make one big mistake early on.
Right away, I'm like, there's at least five like top mistakes. But if I would boil down to like, what's the number one thing that keeps people or keeps a residential guy from getting into commercial and being successful with commercial is most residential people underestimate the amount of attention it takes in the commercial space. You have to get out there. Residential, their mentality is, well, I've never had to spend any money advertising. Yeah, well, you've done residential for 15 years, and if you stop right now, you're going to be broke in 6 months. Most people aren't disciplined enough or make enough money, or maybe don't discipline money into other forms of business, maybe other investments that create cash flow, so it doesn't give them options down the road. So maybe you've been a residential guy for 15 years, and I just had a residential guy tell me recently, he's like, I've been doing this for 15 years, and it's made me a good living. But it hasn't given me options. And if you want to get in the commercial space where you can make more money, then you have to level up with the attention you're going to get. You have to be very intentional about going after that kind of business. And that can be done through, if you're broke and you're like, man, I'm new, I don't have money to advertise. Well, get out there and meet people. Go do a couple hundred cold calls. That's what I had to do. I've started a couple commercial roofing companies. And every time I've ever done that, I've never just threw money at advertising. I went out there and did it like we were broke. That's probably the number one issue is people don't get enough attention. They don't let enough people know, hey, I'm in business. This is something we're offering. This is something we're going to do as well.
If they don't know you, they can't flow you.
That's right.
I heard that to a guy, School of Hard Knocks, on an interview.
Yeah.
If they don't know you, they can't flow you.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's pretty good.
That's right. Your network creates your net worth. If you want to grow your net worth, you have to grow your net work.
You said marketing.
Yep.
So it's lead generation. That's a pretty big mistake most people would tend to make right out of the gate. I wonder if it isn't mindset though, because if you're not thinking big enough or hungry enough, if you have the mindset, hey, I'm going to get into commercial roofing, commercial roof coatings. I want to make $1 million next year, but I'm going to stay busy. I'm going to hang on to what I'm doing right now to keep me busy. I'll try cold calling a day, but then I get sidetracked and I'm tied up.
Never.
If you're not hungry enough,
that's right.
If you don't have your mindset right when you get into it, I think that's a huge mistake people make. Actually, I'm not sure which one would be number one. Maybe people have to take a vote. Drop in the comments.
Yep.
Send us a...
What do you think is the number one mistake? Another one I just wrote down. They're not professional enough. The way you presented bids, the system that most people use in the residential space, small-time residential contractors, like you have to get more streamlined. You have to have a system. You need to be using Job Nimbus or AccuLinks or something like this that keeps you streamlined. It keeps your follow-up simple. It keeps that client, like, you got to stay in front of them. Like, follow-up's a big game and a big part of this game. And that could be another one. But if you're not getting the leads originally, like if you're not getting a ton of attention, there's nothing to follow up on. You know, we've worked with commercial guys for 17 years now. And the people that make it in this industry are the people that get a ton of attention. Talked about an early episode, like then you figure the next bottleneck out. Maybe you're getting too many leads, bring another sales guy on. You know, maybe you have too many jobs, now you need to get another crew, whatever. You know, you'll figure those bottlenecks out as you get to them.
You mentioned that business owners, commercial. So if you're selling commercial, your customer is different than residential. How are they different? There is some difference, but I also feel there's a lot of similarity because a lot of times we set up our companies and we talk about selling B2B. That's a huge thing in marketing and sales, B2B. So how do you get B2B leads? How do you sell in B2B versus B2C, business to consumer? However, I'd argue that business customers are still people. You're still dealing with 100%. People. There are still people buying from you. You are selling to a professional customer.
The difference between residential and commercial has nothing to do with the person that you're talking to. It has to do with acquiring the business. It's being more intentional going after what you want. Like, you have to be very intentional if you want to go after and build a commercial roofing business. You have to be very intentional. That's the difference between residential and commercial. The people side of it, nothing changes. People sometimes think that it changes. Well, I've had people call me often over the years. I had a guy call me years ago and he's like, I'm going to go in and present this $800,000 bid. And like, I'm normally used to presenting a $20,000 or $30,000 bid. And I'm like, he's like, what advice can you give me? And I'm like, nothing changes. Offer or talk to them just like he's a $20,000 bid, because people are people are people are people. Like, the fundamental needs of a person is to make a person feel important, right? It's not about you. It's about them. They have a problem. They just tend, this client, he's got a lot bigger problem. He's got an $800,000 problem. You were used to dealing with a $30,000 problem. Just show him how you're going to fix his problem. That's what he's after. I say this often. I'm just like, treat everybody like your favorite uncle. That works well. And that's exactly what I told this guy. And probably 3 hours later, he calls me back and he's like, dude, that was just solid. Like, I treated him like my favorite uncle and I didn't treat him any different. And I think we're going to get the work. And he did get the work. That side of the business, like the people side, no, nothing changes. People are people. It goes back to like the book we talk about is How to Win Friends and Influence People. And if you've not read that book and you're in business, it's like everybody that's in business should be reading that book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, because you are in the influence business. That's all you're trying to do is influence people to come your way. Not go somebody else's way, but influence them how to come your way. And on the people side of things, it doesn't change.
So I think we're coming to a conclusion here. The number one mistake roofers make when trying to get into commercial or grow commercial. Thinking back, I discovered this last year. So last year I got a hat press, leather engraving machine, and all the equipment to do leather patch hats with logos. And we do shirts and things like that, too, because I was like, well, that'll give the children something to do. Well, dad still ends up taking the orders, doing the business. They did press a lot of hats, press a bunch of shirts to start with, because people heard that this is what we're doing. We're getting into the winter, fall season. Mm-hmm. People needed gifts, things like that. And we did some this spring. However, we don't advertise. We don't promote it. And so business basically dried up. We had one order in the last 6 or 7 months. It probably does have to do with marketing.
Yeah.
If people don't know you, they can't flow you.
Why does McDonald's still market? Like, you go drive down the road, you can't go very far without seeing a Mickey D's billboard. And you're like, yeah, but everybody knows about Mickey D's. No, they understand that staying in front of your client all the time is really important. And that's why, like in the commercial space, you need a system that helps you do that.
And that's where Alex Hormozi talks about the least dangerous thing to grow a business is do more of what is already working.
So 100%.
Do some marketing. And once that's working, do more of that. That's the least dangerous thing to do. We're going to talk about some of these things. We're going to talk about leadership. We're going to talk about life, family, all areas.
Marriage.
Very important areas, I should say, of leadership at the upcoming conference. So be sure to learn about that. Check it out. Something I'm excited about is we'd like to open it up for youth, for young people.
Oh, yeah.
Because once you have teenagers, you're like, how do I get my people in front, keep them connected to, get them listening to people that are respectable in the community, people that they can learn and grow their own lives in a good direction, in a good way. And so we want to open up the event for that. That's huge. Next episode, we are going back and talking about three different areas in life, and can you actually win in all three?
This episode was brought to you by the Smarter Roofer Growth Alliance, our private community for commercial roof coating contractors just like you. Inside, you'll get early access to the raw video recordings of our bi-weekly podcast sessions. You'll also unlock instant access to all 31 of our GEMS Monday Morning Motivational videos. Plus, you'll get proven strategies, tools, and a network of commercial roofers just like you. If you want to grow your business faster, smarter, and with the right support, join us today by going to smarterroofer.com/grow. Join us on the inside at smarterroofer.com/grow.